Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It was a blistering night last night in the race in the Massachusetts 6th Congressional District. Incumbent Democratic Congressman John Tierney and his Republican challenger, Richard Tesei, pulled no punches in their fourth debate on New England Cable News. The third candidate, Libertarian Dan Fishman, was not invited. WBUR's Fred Tice was there and has the story.
John Tierney has spent much of this race arguing that he did not know that his wife handled proceeds from an illegal gambling operation run by her brothers. But the issue has not come up in his first three debates against Richard Tesei, because no debate moderator has brought up the question. Last night, NECN's Jim Browdy did, and Tierney used the occasion to pounce on Tesei.
Richard, you have lied and used insinuation innuendo on this whole thing and spent $3 million doing it. My wife paid a terrible price on that. She took responsibility for not knowing on that. You have taken every day $3 million, mailings and TV, castigating her. She has grandchildren, she has children, she has friends, and your naked ambition, political ambition, has let you take her and do this to her because you want a seat that you otherwise couldn't get. You can't run on the issues, Richard.
This doesn't have
you
any, this,
don't have a clue
but
what it takes to be a member of Congress to represent the middle class.
This doesn't have anything to do with your wife.
Then
it's
why did you leave her out of it? Why do you have her picture on all the mailings that you do? Why do you have her picture on TV?
You're the person who signed
Richard,
the financial disclosure reports.
No, and my financial disclosure forms are in impeccable order, and there's never been any
question. I'm sorry, but you have the three largest public interest groups in this country, Common Cause, the Center for Responsive Politics, and the Sunlight Group.
What we had.
Calling for a congressional investigation.
Tesei came back to hammer Tierney.
You've known for 2 years that the money that came into your household was from an illegal source. Why haven't you given up the money or turned it back over?
Let him answer the question.
Because you've known for 2 years that that amount of money never came into my household, that that amount of money is fabricated, and you also know that there's never any charges against
him. Let him finish. You asked the question. Let him finish. Richard Tesei,
no, you're restating the federal government on that. But, you know, there's no implication my wife ever did anything wrong with her taxes on that of my taxes.
Tierney is outfunded for the tough fight ahead of him as he tries to keep his seat for a ninth term. Tesei, a former state senator, could become the first Republican congressman elected from Massachusetts since 1994. A poll taken last week for the National Republican Congressional Committee shows Tesei ahead by 16 points. Tierney is doing his best to keep his seat by tying Tesei to the Republicans who control the House.
Richard, they will kick you to the curb so fast.
No, that's what happened.
He would make a vote. Don't point your finger.
Let Richard Tesei finish. He was the middle of the sentence.
99% of the time with the leadership and the 16 years you've been in Congress, and that's exactly what you've done. You've been part of the problem.
I'll tell you what I've been in the last 2 years.
I'll do what I did in the state Senate, Jim. I look at every issue individually, and I'll make a determination what's best for the people in my district and what's best for the state.
Tesei made it hard for Tierney to pin him to the National Republican Party. Tesei is gay and pro-gay marriage and supports legalized abortion. Last night, he made it clear that he agrees with a lot of the things that Tierney supports. Tesei opposes eliminating tax deductions for mortgages and charitable contributions. He supports making it easier for women to sue if they're discriminated against. He opposes turning Medicare into a voucher system. He refuses to sign a pledge not to raise taxes. And he supports a federal assault weapons ban. Still, their differences will emerge again as the two candidates face off in two more debates. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.